Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Karl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control and have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Once approved by the FDA, Operation Warp Speed vaccine should start getting to Americans next month. The Florida governor weighs in. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important. But I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Florida has a population of 21.5 million people. A tiny saw-whit owl was found in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Dehydrated and hungry, the owl was given an all-you-can-eat mice tray. It's fine and will be returned to the wild this weekend. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As election results are still in dispute, many believe the American people will be ready to move on once all the checks and balances are complete. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the states should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts that still are out there that have not been called yet.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Whether or not Aunt Emily and Uncle Eddie make the cut at your Thanksgiving table this year, good news at the grocery store. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has some good tidings.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent. Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Boy, the signs are all there, aren't they? I mean, look at what's happening on the streets of America today. Not only just in Portland, we saw what happened last weekend in Washington, D.C. Everyday Americans, just there at our nation's capital and being attacked by Antifa and the activists of Black Lives Matter. Absolutely disgusting. And I know, like many are asking, you know, where's the police? Where's law enforcement on this? There was even security. The people there for the MAGA March, Million Man March, were thoughtful enough to have security available, but there was no way that they could possibly take control or even help everybody because it was just such a massive event. The challenge happened later in the evening when Antifa and Black Lives Matter came back to regain their claimed ground, I guess, so to speak, and defend it. And they began to attack conservatives, families, husbands, wives with kids. And you think, okay, what is going on here? And then, of course, we're still dealing with this COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, this is the 60s all over again. And the question is America really now on the eve of destruction? Alex McFarland joins us now. Alex is the author and culture expert. He's been sounding the alarm ever since I've known him about the impact of our culture that all this has had and having, and what we must do if we're going to save our country, God willing. And, of course, he addresses this specifically in his new book, The Assault on America. Alex, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. It's a great honor to be on with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, what do you say about all this, Alex? I mean, this is this is stuff you've written about. You've been sounding the alarm. It's out of control. I'm thinking, boy, we can get back to where, you know, what we learned in grade school, and that is that you have to bully a bully, and that's what these anarchists are and this Black Lives Matter activists are doing. I mean, they're just absolute bullies. They're the mob, and they're really setting themselves up in such a way that the police obviously cannot handle this. So we need to protect ourselves all in understanding in the book of Ecclesiastes written by, one of the wisest men ever, because God had anointed him with said wisdom, said there is a time for war and a time for peace. And I'm wondering if that verse comes into play here.
Well, yeah. And you know what? It's funny, Bill. I've written about this and spoken about this for the last 20 years. And there were times during the administration of George W. Bush that, I was researching and, you're finding data about the building of the deep state. And, along, 15, 16 years ago, you hear the term RINO, Republicans in name only. And you think, oh, is it really? I'm saying what we've seen with the swindling of this election. Mm-hmm. And let me say that, yes, absolutely, the Marxist Democrat Party from the Clintons and Pelosi and Schumer and Biden and of course, the Squad and all of these people, they are not constitutionalists. They have nothing but malice for America and a desire to control the American people. And they have attempted, they're in the process of attempting to steal this election.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, for 20 years I've written and spoken about this, and I mean, we're really seeing it, Ed. I want to say to everybody that there is, like you reference from God's Word, there's a time to fight. There's a time for war. And I guess the question is, can we, for God and country, summon enough resolve that we're willing to pray, fast and pray, speak, influence, and maybe, I'm going to say it, take up arms to defend the U.S. Constitution. This is about, are we going to be captives and slaves, or are we going to be free people living in liberty before God as our founders died for us to be?
Exactly. Well, it's time for the people of God. You know, he says he will contend with those that contend with us. Alex, I think we need to call on God's heavenly armies. We can call upon the armies of God in heaven to come down and fight this fight on our behalf. I mean, I'm offended, and that's putting it in mild terms, that you have these people, these anarchists, the Squad, the Democratic Party, that wants to destroy the legacy of the American dream that our fathers, grandparents, other generations fought to preserve since the founding of this country. How dare they come in and hijack this country to take it in a different direction when it was never intended that way, going back to the Pilgrims, you know, and they have the nerve to come in. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is treason. Folks, listen to me. Nancy Pelosi should be hung for treason. The Clintons, all of these people that are subverting your rights, my dear friends, these people are guilty of treason. I want everybody to listen to the video that's online, and I'm sure most people have heard the video about the opening of the deep state. That the video by, was it Lynn Wood, attorney
right.
Lynn Wood. Have you watched that, Bill?
I have not. I've heard about it, but certainly I'm within the pulse of, you're talking Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and Rudy Giuliani right now that, our modern-day trinity for justice that have been fighting the good fight for us.
Yeah, exactly. So, America is embroiled in the middle of the most intense warfare of our history, honestly. This is probably one of the top three most tenuous, dangerous moments in the history of the country. And, Bill, let me just give a little illustration about a big part of the responsibility of the church right now, but specifically of pastors. You know, in so many realms of life, there's what's called the first line of defense. I mean, your body has immunities and antibodies against disease. Your computer has a firewall. Your car, I mean, there's a fuel filter to keep debris out of the fuel injection or the carburetor. Well, for any culture, as my friend Chuck Colson would say, and yes, Chuck Colson was a friend. He spoke for our conferences. Privately, publicly, Dr. Colson would say to our audiences, and he said to me, that the church is the conscience of the culture. And also, Colson would say that the state of the pastorate very much informs the health of the country.
Right.
I want to say we are where we are largely because of 40 years of pastors not really preaching righteousness, repentance, holiness. And right this minute, the 600,000-plus people that are ordained pastors and ministers, they need to be calling for prayer, fasting and prayer. And if you even have a thimbleful of patriotism for our constitutional republic, this is time to fight on our knees, because we may end up fighting with our hands and our weapons.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Alex McFarland after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, you've heard me say this before, that in life, there are some moments and choices that stand out and that are extremely significant. We know God is doing what God does. I mean, he's nonstop. He's intentional to realize his ultimate purpose for his creation. The opportunity that is thrust upon us right now is that, are we going to sync up and co-labor with God Almighty, or are we going to continue to kick at the goats? Dr. Alex McFarland is with us, the author and culture expert. I mean, so much so, and so obviously so, that even CNN had to admit that he's a cultural and religious expert. And we're grateful to have Alex with us to address these issues. And Alex, no doubt that, that politics is downstream of the culture. But before you get to the culture, you got to go into the church house, as our good friend Dr. Tony Evans would say. And we know that when judgment comes, that's where it begins. And there's already some judgment that's happening in the church house right now, because Jesus gave his all to establish what was needed to fortify us here on earth, that the powers of hell could not prevail against it. But it has to be true to its mission. If it violates that, then you have the church operating and dysfunctional as it is today. I mean, to the earlier point you were saying, according to George Barna's extensive study, over the majority, I should say, of senior pastors in the pulpit today don't even hold to a biblical worldview, Alex. I mean, that is most disturbing. And, of course, then we see the other fruit of what's coming out from some of these senior pastors and churches, that you go, wait a minute, how in God's heaven and earth can you come up with that sort of thing? I mean, it's almost like God talking, you know, the children of Israel when they were sacrificing their own kids. You know, it's like God says, where did you get that idea? I never even would even suggest that you would do such a thing. And though at that time we're talking about the sacrifice of children to the god of Molech, I mean, in a sense, the church itself has been sacrificing its, its constituency, its sheep, to the modern age, is the modern gods of this age.
Oh yeah. You know, we have got to have the Word of God as our authority. You know, if you're a Christian, and certainly if you're a minister, the Bible, God's Word, must be our authority. And you know, to preach the Word of God is not always popular. In mm-hmm. fact, if you really call out sin and preach Christ, the one and only way of salvation, and call lost people to repent and be born again through Jesus alone, mm-hmm. I mean, that you can be very much criticized, how well I know. Yeah. But the thing is, if I read 1 Corinthians 6 correctly, Paul says in verses 19 and 20, we are not our own. Mm-hmm. So as a Christian, and certainly as a minister, we are owned by Christ, who bought us. So I have to obey the master. Ministers must obey the Lord, and preachers need to preach the Word of God. Now, there are plenty of things that are common realities in our culture that the Word of God says are, in the eyes of the Lord, abominable. Why aren't the pastors calling out sodomy, homosexuality, transgenderism? Why aren't the pastors calling out abortion and warning murderers that they're in the danger of the fires of hell? Right. Bill, have you been following Raphael Warnock in Georgia, the
yes.
American pastor mm-hmm. who came out this week and said that the church has always been okay with abortion, and there's nothing in the Word of God against abortion, and in fact, the Word of God is actually pro-choice? Have you been following this hireling?
Yeah, no, this is it is disgusting. I mean, you see, this is the thing. And, you know, it's bad enough to fall into the hands of an angry God, number one. But number two, to misrepresent God. God does not like to be misrepresented. And when you start putting yourself in that position, whether you do it in the name of a prophetic mantle or some other means, or even yet, when you become a shepherd of the flock, Lord have mercy on your soul if you misrepresent God.
Exactly. Yeah, Raphael Warnock, I'm so broken for the state of your soul. You sold yourself out for power within the ranks of the Democrats, and my poor fellow.
And real quick, Alex, I want to clarify so people know who Raphael is. The senator nominee that is in the runoff in Georgia, and he's running against Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah, And, you know, he's got a lot of baggage. I mean, he obstructed the police that were trying to apprehend a child abuser several years ago. And
exactly.
He was a part of a church that celebrated Fidel Castro in 1991. And so he's at least a socialist. And, you know, the sad thing about it, he doesn't even know this. He's a pawn of the Democrats. Puppet masters and a pawn of Satan himself. But
well, you heard what happened. You heard what happened to him this past week, right? With his wife.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There was a domestic incident. Supposedly he ran over her foot in his car.
Yeah, classy guy. But you know, to try and say, just like many of the, I think about there was the priest that wrote a book on trying to legitimize homosexuality utilizing the scriptures. And, you know, these people that are the revisionists, they absolutely rape the text of scripture for some attempt at a political agenda. And Warnock is like that, saying that the Bible is pro-choice. And it's all because in January of this year, Biden, who, by the way, is not president-elect yet, and I hope he never will be, but Biden said in January there's no place in the Democrat Party for somebody who is not pro-choice. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if Warnock wants to rise in the ranks of the Democrat Marxists, he's got to feign being pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. But how ludicrous that is to try and say the Bible supports that.
Yeah, and how can he? How does he square up the fact that in the platform of the Democratic Party they renounce God specifically, Alex?
Yeah, exactly. And here's ostensibly a minister of God.
Yeah. How does that? I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
Truth matters. Truth matters, and you know, the law of non-contradiction. To go to Aristotle, truth exists. And that's undeniable. And even, you know, they would say, well, truth can be known. And, well, there are some things that are undeniably true. And what's so different about nowadays is the Democrat Party, because of their worldview and their political ideology, they can't allow for there to be any objective absolute truth. Now, the founders, and I write about this in my book, The Assault on America, the founders believed there was truth, and there were undeniable moral truths that were applicable to all people and before which all people were accountable. And it might sound like some just philosophical footnote and not terribly relevant to say, well, does truth exist? No. Anarchy in the street, election fraud, chaos, all of this is an outgrowth of the assumption that there is no ultimate truth.
Exactly.
So truth really matters.
It's what anchors us, Alex. Once we disengage from that moral anchoring of truth, then we're like a hot air balloon that's been punctured. We're pell-mell all over the place, and chaos reigns. Well, I'll tell you, it sure looks a lot like America today, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why I would urge people to pray. Please pray. I know Amen. It might sound simplistic. Pray for this nation, my friends, and don't Amen. Give up.
Yes, do not. We cannot give up or lose faith in well-doing. I mean, this is when faith is developed, isn't it, Alex? I mean, this is, again, a grand opportunity for people of faith to exercise their faith muscle and to see God's supernatural work be done. Alex McFarland, thank you for being with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Karl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control, have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, are you ready to think outside the oven this Thanksgiving season? Oh, do we got some great tips for you. And great ideas on how to take your turkey to the grill, providing a unique and special new Thanksgiving Day tradition. And with us is Chef Jason Morse, the grilling expert and partner of 5280 Culinary. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Are you kidding me? This is awesome. I love it. You know, I was looking at this number. I don't know why, but I just had never really realized the number of turkeys that are cooked up over the holidays here. And we got something like 46 million turkeys are going to be cooked this Thanksgiving. That's a lot of turkeys.
That is a lot of turkeys indeed.
And so a lot of cooking in the ovens if you're inside. But you've got some great ideas to, you know, get outside the paradigm. And let's make a little paradigm shift this Thanksgiving. And let's hustle over to the grill, huh?
Yeah, not only is it that paradigm shift, but it's also a flavor shift. We're taking it out of the oven. We're getting it onto the grill. We're cooking on our Traeger grill. So we're going to get some beautiful wood-fired fun and just that beautiful, like, well-developed smoke flavor in our turkey.
That sounds delicious already, Jason. I mean, this is awesome. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this work with Ace Hardware now for the last 4 years. I'm a classically French-trained chef, so I've been cooking my whole life. I've been grilling my whole life, and now I've managed to bring my love of hardware and my love of cooking together in one cool little package.
Wow. And look, I'll tell you, we're getting it straight from the chief, you know, executive chef himself, Jason Morse, is breaking it all down for us. So, you know, so explain, I mean, we understand the smoke difference, but in cooking, I mean, because traditional people go, no, hey, it's got to be in the oven. We do it at a certain time in the morning and we take all this time in doing it. But when you go to the grill, all kinds of things come into play. Like you say, new flavors, and I got to imagine some time as well.
People a lot of times that look at grills as that extension of your kitchen. I will say that anything I can do in my oven, I can do on a grill. So when you look at your oven at 350 degrees, all of the grills, whether it's charcoal, pellet, or gas, they hit 350 degrees. Now I just have different flavor profiles, whether it's wood pellet, charcoal, or gas.
Wow. Yeah, that introduces something altogether different. What's the most important thing that we should keep in mind when grilling a turkey, Jason?
You know, I'm definitely a big advocate for brining. Brining is that solution of salt, sugar, spices, herbs, aromatics. It gives you that insurance policy that your turkey is going to be very flavorful, also incredibly juicy. So that's going to help protect it and make sure that your turkey is the star of the show.
Mm-hmm. So, again, the difference between grilling and smoking the bird.
Yeah, so smoking is going to be a little bit lower and slower. You're going to have temperature range of 165 degrees to 225 degrees. Grilling is going to be hotter and faster, 350 and above. So you've got that low and slow lifestyle. You get a little bit more smoke flavor, and then you've got that hot and fast lifestyle that's going to give you a little bit crispier skin, a little bit better doneness, a little bit more char, those
yes.
types of things.
Mm-hmm. And time-wise, what are we looking at in terms of time differential between the two?
I don't believe there's any time differential. Like I said, I translate my oven time to my grill time. So if mm-hmm. it's you know, 3.5 hours at 350 degrees in my oven, it's still the same on my grill. That's the beauty of it. I'm able to really translate back and forth.
Now, when you're grilling, are you doing it on a rotisserie element, or are we flat on the grill and we're flipping, or you know, how are we doing this?
I am on the Traeger. I am roasting that bird whole, so I'm
yes.
right on the grill grates. And the nice thing is you can start it off and develop a little bit of smoke in the beginning at a lower temperature, and then put it into a roasting pan, turn the grill up, catch all your pan drippings. But I start right on the grill grate. There is that spatchcock method where you can butterfly your turkey.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, a butterfly turkey is absolutely fantastic when you're going on pellet grill or charcoal, because you get 360 degrees of charcoal or wood flavor.
Now, when you open up the bird like that, again, relevant to time, still the same amount of time at 350, 350 is 350, whether it's in the oven in the kitchen or on your grill. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, the temperatures are going to be the same. When you do the spatchcock method and you butterfly, it's going to be a little bit faster cooking. And we've got some great videos and recipes ready for everyone, available at hhardware.com/thanksgrilling. We've done such a good job this year of getting you dialed in with all the tips from prep to brining to cooking to how to make and cut the spatchcock turkey. We've got it dialed in and set and ready to go.
I love that. Thanks, grilling. I love it.
Yep.
It's brilliant. Chef Jason has spent a lifetime behind the grills and smokers, and he's here to interact with us and even daily to help us cook better with some of the best grilling and smoking tools on the market. As the Ace Hardware National Spokesperson and Barbecue Expert, Chef Jason is proud to call Ace his culinary home. He's a certified executive chef and member of the American Culinary Federation. We're not messing around here. I mean, we're real serious when it comes to grilling, especially when it comes to grilling. What about sides? What about sides like stuffing and cornbread? Can that also be made using a grill?
I'll tell you what, stuffing and cornbread, you want to make them next level. Get them on the grill. Get them in some cast iron. And the beauty of stuffing and cast iron is, you know, you've got that battle line that's drawn at Thanksgiving where some people like crispy stuffing, some people like soft, mushy stuffing. In a cast iron, you get the edges that are crispy and beautiful.
Yes.
You get the middle that is nice and soft. And then cornbread as well in cast iron is just fantastic.
Jason, I want to go back and revisit something. We talked about brining earlier. And you say if you're looking for the best insurance policy for a tasty and juicy turkey, brine is the way to go. Walk us through that process just a little bit more again, if you would.
So we've got the brine. brine, that's that salt, sugar, spices, herbs, aromatics. We're going to take that brine mixture and add it to water, bring it to a boil, help everything dissolve and become a solution. We let that cool, then we add ice water to it, ensuring that it's super, super fresh and chilled. Then we add a brine bag to one of our ace buckets. We put the bird in there, get it all prepped. Cover it with brine. Then we're going to let it brine for about 45 minutes a pound. And, you know, I joke it's like a flavorful bath water for your turkey, right? So your turkey sits and soaks and absorbs that moisture. And when you are done out of the brine, let it drain. You don't need to wipe it. You don't need to rinse it. And then get it right into whatever you're cooking on.
The whole brining process just really augments all the flavor and brings out the flavor of the turkey all the more, right? And it causes it to absorb all the additional herbs that you're putting into the mix. Is that the whole purpose of brining?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the turkey is going to absorb about a 15% of that brine solution. So you're really adding a lot of moisture to it. But then again, that moisture, we've developed a lot of flavor in that. So it's pulling in a lot of flavor too. And then it makes the skin just come out absolutely fantastic.
And I would say, going with your earlier suggestion about keeping it low and slow, this technique, if you've never done this before, wow, talk about turkey that falls off the bone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you start off low and slow and really build that foundation of flavor with some wood smoke and then turn it up and roast it and get it finished. I'll tell you, it's just juicy. It's fantastic. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and your recommendation about a cast iron skillet, that's a must. You have to have a good cast iron skillet, right?
Yeah, we definitely love cast iron. We've got a lot of it from skillets to Dutch ovens to planchas to griddles. It's just, it makes such a huge difference when it comes to cooking. And it's going to retain its heat very well. But then again, like I said, on that stuffing, you get beautiful, crispy, crunchy stuffing on the edge. And then you get that nice, soft stuffing in the middle.
Let me tell you, you're going to be the envy of the block, and everybody's going to wonder, going, what's going on over there? We got this thanks grilling attitude and happiness that's happening over there in that neighborhood. We're still going to stay socially distanced and all that good stuff, but we're going to have the best Thanksgiving ever because of Chef Jason Morris. Chef, where can they go for more information?
So you can head over to acehardware.com/thanksgrilling. We've got that website all set and ready to go with our tips, our download charts. We have charts that will show you defrost times, cook times, and how to plan how much turkey to feed your family. Then we've got videos to back all of that up. So they can download it. They can watch some videos. They can head to their local Ace, grab all their gear, and then let us be helpful and walk you through how to do an amazing Thanksgiving.
He's a certified executive chef, Chef Jason Morris. Happy Thanks Grilling, Chef. Thank you for sharing with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
You're very welcome, Bill. Happy Thanks Grilling to you as well.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, member FDIC. 45% of Americans say they overspent when purchasing holiday gifts in the past. Planning your holiday spending can help you stay on budget and save. Jason Gaughan, SVP of Credit Cards at Bank of America.
It's important to start with a plan for the holidays. Create a list of your potential expenses, track your purchases, and consider using a credit card that rewards your spending. With the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back in the category that you choose, including online shopping. Being prepared can help you focus on what truly matters, safely spending time with family and friends.
Using Bank of America's mobile app, you can create alerts to track your holiday spending and monitor account activity, like when a debit card charge is made online, when an account balance is low, or when mobile check deposits have been processed. To learn more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Prayers out there for revival right now, but I will remind you that before revival comes repentance. And lots of prayers going out there, and I'm so grateful for Franklin Graham and Jonathan Kahn and my good friends involved in bringing back to the forefront, top of mind, the need for repentance in this country. I mean, when you consider where we are, all that we're doing, you know, dealing with a worldwide pandemic, dealing with, you know, political issues and unrest on the streets of America today, we need to bring God back into the middle of all this because we've turned our back on God and we're paying a big price. That really is the bottom line of all this. I know our next guest would agree. Dr. Sharon Ford with Focus on the Family is joining us right now. She's a nationally recognized child welfare consultant and the retired manager for pharmacy services at the Colorado Department of Human Services in the Division of Child Welfare Services. Dr. Ford, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me on your program today.
Well, it's always special, and I appreciate your heart every time we talk. And we're going to be talking about National Adoption Month and why it's so meaningful and needed and what it has done in giving kids a second chance, even giving those that have had to release their child into adoption as well, right?
It is. It is. You know, this is a special time of the year. Where we put emphasis on the number of children who can every day are in the foster care system, who are trusting God to send them a mom and a dad so that they can exit government's care and be in the care of family. And we have just celebrated Stand Sunday on November the 8th, where churches across the nation stood up and said, our church cares about the fatherless. Our church wants to stand in the gap for kids who are in foster care. And this particular Saturday, November the 21st, is National Adoption Day. And what does that mean for our nation? It means that courts are setting aside that particular day in your local jurisdiction to say, you know, we're going to take time to bring the children who have been waiting for mom and dad, bring those couples in, and the courts are going to open up, and judges are going to be happy.
Wow.
Judges every day work in their courtrooms, and they're handling criminal cases and divorce cases and all kinds of situations. They don't make them happy. But the judge gets to be happy on this day of bringing family together.
Well, it's life-promoting, isn't it? Bottom line, Dr. Ford, I mean, we're promoting life here in a culture right now, sadly. And we've had many discussions this morning. And the prevailing influence, and when I say prevailing, maybe I should just say an influential thread that's out there, is that people who are less than are being judged, and in some cases quite harshly. And we are on a trajectory where I would say kids or any human being in our country could be subject to something so extreme that we could not imagine. And it's deja vu all over again, where you have that spirit of destruction that is running rampant and is judging what they perceive to be the less thans, and they become eliminatable, if I can say that. So in other words, these kids that are not in homes that are under the care of the government are more vulnerable, I believe, now than ever before. Is that a fair statement?
They are vulnerable. What's good about temporary care?
Mm-hmm.
We all want permanency. We want something that's cut as final as it can get. And moving from one home to the next, that's not permanent.
Yes.
You know, and the children don't know from day to day who's going to be caring for them. Are they going to be safe? Government tries to do the best that they can. I know some good caseworkers.
Mm-hmm.
I know how hard they work. I know some great foster parents. But children need to be settled in a home that is loving and nurturing, that will care for them and raise them up in the admonition of the Lord.
Amen. You know, Dr. Forbes, I love the idea of the forever family, and that's what a lot of these kids today, but still so many more, need to transition into their forever family, right?
That's correct. In fact, there's 122,000 children this very day. You say, that's a huge number. Okay, well, let's break it down to your community. Well, every community has a number, whether it's 200, whether it's 50. If the church just took care of the kids in our zip code area, in our catchment area, that number could be dwindling down day after day of children finding permanency, finding a home, having a new brother, a new sister, a new grandma, a new ma. It would make a difference in the life of a child.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here we are, so close to the holiday season. Everything that reminds us of family and, peace on earth and goodwill to men. This is the season of it. And this clarion call that goes out to the churches. And this is something that the church did early on. And for some reason, the church got kicked to the side. And, the government said they would take care of it. Well, by comparison, I think it's quite lacking. So I'm encouraged to hear the call out to the churches to be the answer, because what better home to be in than a God-fearing home that is going to influence a child for life and his next generation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you said, this time of the year, when children are having to stay at home and be home, homeschooled, which isn't a bad thing, but if families aren't gathering together, so wouldn't it be great for a child to be able to gather together with a family that wanted them, who was willing to nourish them and would fan the flame of the purpose that God has designed them to fulfill their life?
Exactly. Well, how meaningful to find a chair around a Thanksgiving table with a forever family, huh? I mean, to me, that picture really touches my heart, Dr. Ford.
You know, just so here I am. I'm ready to challenge you. Is there a chair around your table?
Yes.
Do you have room in your heart? Do you have room in your home for a child who wants a mom, who wants a dad? And if God is saying to your family, let me use you to welcome one of these, one the least of these, are you willing to step up and say yes to the Lord?
Well, that's the challenge that's out there. And for those that have ears to hear, my prayer is that you will respond with an emphatic yes, because the need is out there. And I know that sometimes, Dr. Ford, people ask me, because that's been my prayer this year, is a prayer for service. How can I serve, Lord? And I know others are praying the same prayer. Well, what a way to serve. I mean, what is the universe right now of foster care children, you said, was over 100,000?
There is 122,000 who are available for adoption.
Mm.
That is a smaller number than the total number of kids who are in foster care. There's 400,000 kids in foster care.
Now, when you say available for adoption, what makes them available and the others not?
Their parental rights. 122,000 children today have their parental rights, their mom and dad's rights, legally terminated by the court. And if the judge were to say, your family's willing to step forward, you're willing to be the forever family for this child, I decree it to be so. That child would leave that 122, that one would leave and
yes.
have a forever family. And so some of those children have siblings with them, two or three brothers or sisters with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stepped up and said yes, two kids now have a family, three kids now have a family. And if every church in this nation would stand up and say, I'll take a set,
yes,
I'll take a kid,
mm-hmm.
then the foster care system of waiting children, waiting for a mom, waiting for a dad, would be emptied out.
We're talking
there
young.
Would be no waiting children.
And we're talking young boys and girls of all ages, sizes, backgrounds.
You bet.
I mean, all from God's beautiful creation, huh? I mean, and masterpieces that are out there looking for and hoping and praying, you know, just like you are, you know, praying for a forever family. Dr. Ford, boy, I'll tell you, I'm so pleased, and especially for the season. You know, to bring this to the forefront and remind people of this need. Now, I imagine there's going to be some resistance, you know, as far as the church being involved, or, you know, what kind of resistance do we deal with as, you know, people of faith in adopting a child?
I think, Bill, you know, that's a really good question. I think the resistance that families will face is are they willing to accept the child for who they are?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, some of our children have seen some situations, have lived situations, and some of their behaviors, because they haven't had structure, they haven't had love and nourishment, that, you know, a worker might go, well, are you really going to stand up and stand out for this child? Are you going to be there through the thick and thin? Are you going to give them back when it gets hard? So
yes.
Workers are skeptical.
Right. And they should be, because they've seen it all, haven't they, Dr. Ford? Yeah.
Yes. You know, because there have been families who have said, no, I really thought I could do it, but I can't.
Right.
That's where you have to trust in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We got about 10 seconds left, Dr. Ford. Where can they go for more information?
Please come to our website, waitnomore.org, waitnomore.org.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.